Welcome to Celebrate Your Life with host Liz Dawn. Take a journey with Liz as she opens the door to deep and intimate conversations with some of the world's finest spiritual teachers of our time. Welcome to Celebrate Your Life.
Woohoo, and welcome to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm Liz Dawn, and you are listening to Vivid Life Radio. And thanks to the founder of Vivid Life, Shane Travis, a special shout out to Shane. You have the opportunity to listen in on thought-provoking and interesting conversations every day of the week. And make sure and check out vividlife.me, because there's all kinds of fantastic articles and interviews and radio interviews. So thank you, Shane Travis, for creating this fabulous platform. So a quick introduction to the Celebrate Your Life radio show for those of you joining us for the very first time. I am one of the co-creators of a spiritual organization called Mishka Productions. And my mom and I started Mishka Productions. My mom, Ariel Wolf, and I started Mishka Productions 20 years ago with a phone line in her dining room. We had absolutely no idea what we were doing. We had no idea we were creating this company, Mishka Productions. Mishka was our family dog, and we named the company after our family dog, Mishka. And we create spiritual events with some of the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries, and we bring them together for amazing events and retreats. And one of our signature events is the Celebrate Your Life Conference. And our Celebrate Your Life Conference is really fabulous. And we have one coming up in Chicago. So Celebrate Your Life Conference features over 20 of the world's top visionaries and spiritual teachers and New York Times bestselling authors teaching workshops and keynote lectures throughout the entire 4 days. So our next one coming up is in Chicago on June 12th through 15th. And some of the featured presenters are Ian LaVanzant, who has her own television network on the Oprah network called Ian La Fix My Life. We also have Neil Donald Walsh, who's the best-selling author of Conversations with God, and John Holland, who's a spiritual medium, and Lisa Williams, who's a spiritual medium, and our very own Dr. Joe Dispenza, who will also be at Celebrate Your Life this year, and that's our guest for our radio show today is Dr. Joe Dispenza. And Dr. Joe was first featured in the award-winning film, What the Bleep Do We Know? And since that movie's release in 2004, and I can't believe I've known Dr. Joe since 2004, he's released several books, and his latest book was on the New York Times bestseller list within the first week of being released. And that his latest book is You Are the Placebo. Can't say that word. You Are the Placebo, Making Your Mind Matter. So welcome to the show, Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
Good. I'm kind of like tripping over my words today. So do we have anything for tripping over words?
Take your time.
Well, there you go. That's a concept. So rather than me trying to explain your work, because your work has profoundly changed my life. I mean, I will never, ever forget that quick phone call I had with you in panic and said, I need something quick. I need an exercise. I've got to change these old habits. And you gave me this fantastic exercise. I did it for 30 days, and it shifted something so deep inside me that really enabled me to have a healthy relationship and get married. So you're responsible for my marriage to Jeff.
Well, I'm
so
responsible
share with us.
For you creating that. How about that?
Oh, there you go. So share with our listeners a little bit about your work, what you're all about, and how the process works.
Sure. First of all, I think science is the contemporary language of mysticism. I think science helps to demystify the mystical. And when we start talking about religion or tradition or culture or even certain aspects of spirituality, we tend to divide an audience. But science tends to unify an audience. And so if you can blend certain scientific principles and the new science of quantum physics and neuroplasticity and psychoneuroimmunology and epigenetics, all of those different branches of science, Liz, point the finger at possibility. And so we're not hardwired to be a certain way the rest of our lives, and we're not doomed by our genes, but in fact we're marbles of plasticity and adaptability. And so my passion and my interest is to demystify the mystical so that people have within their reach all the tools to begin to make measurable changes in their life. And, you know, in 2004, after What the Bleep, you know, everybody was fascinated with the information. But, you know, something's shifted in the last 10 years. It's not enough to know. This is a time in history to know how. And so when people take this philosophical, theoretical, scientific information and they initiate it, they apply it, they personalize it, they demonstrate it in some way, they modify their behaviors and do something differently, they're going to have a new experience. The new experience then reorganizes the circuitry in their brain and produces a chemical called an emotion. And the moment they feel compassion, the moment they feel like a leader, the moment they feel mystified by an experience, they're teaching their body chemically to understand what their mind is intellectually understood. So knowledge is for the mind and experience is for the body, and you begin to embody the truth. You begin to embody the knowledge. If you're able to repeat the experience and make it a habit, you do it enough times that you neurochemically teach the body how to do it as well as the mind, or the mind and body merge as one. Now you begin to master that philosophy. So my work is about going from philosopher to initiate to master, from mind to body to soul, from knowledge to experience to wisdom, from thinking to doing to being. And we have all the biological and neurological machinery to do it.
Mm. So in layperson's terms, okay, because I love all these words that you use with epigenetics and everything, you know, about the brain, in a lay explanation of it, at least in my personal experience and what I've watched, you know, of years of working with you and watching you work in workshops, what I've noticed is that things that we've come in with, fears, phobias, neuroses, whatever it might be, through the process that you take people through, and of course the exercises that they have to do at home or on their own, you're able to, this process that you teach, for me at least, was able to change something very old and deep-seated within me, and it completely shifted just by shifting my thinking.
Sure. Well, it all starts with the thought. I mean, we think 60 to 70,000 thoughts in one day. The problem is 90% of those thoughts are the same thoughts as the day before. So the same thoughts, Liz, will always lead to the same choices. The same choices always lead to the same behaviors. The same behaviors create the same experiences, and the same experiences produce the same emotions, and the same emotions then drive our very same thoughts. And so our inward experience of reality, our neural circuitry, our neurochemistry, our neurohormones, our neurotransmitters, and even our genetic expression is equal to how we think, how we act, and how we feel. So how you think, how you act, and how you feel is called your personality, and your personality creates your personal reality. That's it. So then if you wanted to create a new personal reality, a new life, you have to start first thinking about what you've been thinking about and change it. You have to begin to become aware of your automatic behaviors and unconscious habits and modify them. And then you have to look at the emotions, like fear or whatever, and those emotions are feedback from the past. They're residue from the past, and you have to decide if those emotions that you memorized belong in your future. And I think that most people try to create a new personal reality as the same personality, and it doesn't work. We literally have to become someone else. So new thoughts do lead to new choices. New choices lead to new behaviors. New behaviors create new experiences, and new experiences do produce new emotions, and that begins to cause us to evolve.
Mm-hmm. And you're simplifying it in a way that, saying, okay, new thoughts, new this, new feelings. And I know that when you gave me that process to work through, It was hard work for me, but I have to say it took about 3.5 weeks. I noticed such a tremendous shift in the way I interacted in the world. I mean, and I'll share it publicly. The issue that I was working on was being intimidated by having a relationship with a man, with a real man, with a healthy man. And so I remember calling you hysterical, saying, "I can't do this anymore. I can't keep repeating these old patterns." And you gave me these exercises to do and really made it so viscerally clear for me because I had something to do. But what's fascinating is that it just changed organically. It just happened. I mean, I found myself not being intimidated around what I call a real man. I found myself being so much more comfortable around my male clients, being comfortable in dating and creating a healthy relationship. And it wasn't anything that I consciously had to do. It happened just through doing the process. So I found that most fascinating. So you've been teaching workshops for years now. What have you seen in the work that you've done when people come back to you and say, oh, my God, this shifted? What do you think was one of the most profound shifts that you've seen with someone with your work?
Gosh. Well,
besides
that's
me,
one of the reasons. Besides Liz, of course. I think that the whole reason I wrote my last book is because we've seen so many profound changes with people making the time out of their busy lives to really to change their inner states. And we've seen people heal themselves of cancer, of diabetes, of Hashimoto's syndrome. We've seen people heal themselves of chronic pain, of rare genetic disorders that medical science had no solution for MS, skin disorders. I mean, they change their biology, and your nervous system basically makes drugs. And so making the right drugs from the right thoughts can either make you sick or make you well. And so we've seen a lot of health changes in people, and that's why I wrote The Placebo, because once you understand how the placebo works and you understand the science behind it, can you teach it? Do you need the sugar pill or the saline injection to produce some biological change in a person's body, or can you just teach people how to do it without it? And the answer is absolutely. So we've seen people win the lottery. We've seen people get new jobs, have new relationships, have incredibly profound mystical experiences that have changed them for the rest of their lives. And for me personally, my passion is really just pushing the envelope. And that's why we do our workshops, because when you get 400 or 500 people together and everybody's changing and everybody's moving into elevated states, the energy in the room is palpable, and people really are making very profound shifts. So I've seen so many amazing things that that I'm humbled, really, just to be a part of and to witness.
Wow, I didn't know that you also saw physical changes in people, like diseases being healed and things like that.
That's why we wrote The Placebo, because we started measuring it. We started saying, oh, my gosh, this is an amazing thing, and we're starting to do brain scans now, and we're measuring heart rate variability, and we're measuring epigenetic changes in urine, we're measuring neurotransmitters, we're measuring the energy of the room, because people have to see the evidence that it's possible. And when you see that it's possible, just like an infection or a bacteria creates a community of disease or illness, I think wellness can be spread in the same way, and it can create as much health as illness.
Wow. So you're going to be teaching three different workshops at Celebrate Your Life Chicago. We've got you a full-day pre-conference workshop on June 12th from 9 to 4. And then we've also got a 90-minute one on Saturday, a 90-minute one on Sunday. And for those of you just joining us, we are doing a Celebrate Your Life conference in Chicago, June 12th through the 15th. And the URL to grab some information on that is www.celebrateyourlife.org. Remember that .org. So it's celebrateyourlife.org. And let's just take a quick break. And when we come back, you're going to give us a little bit of a teaser about what you're going to be teaching at Celebrate Your Life and a couple of tips for listeners on what they can do on an everyday basis to start shifting their own bodies and thoughts and patterns. So we've been listening to Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm Liz Dawn. I'm talking with Dr. Joe Dispenza. And we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right after this message.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers. Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
You were born great. You have amazing talent, strengths, passions, and interests. Though born great, you didn't get an owner's manual to know how to discover, develop, and live your greatness. Many people never connect to what is best in them. Jay Forte's book, The Greatness Zone, and powerful workshop, Life Possibilities, share a successful process to guide you to discover and live your abilities at any age. A lifetime greatness formula. Go to thegreatnesszone.com to discover your greatness today.
Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
Welcome back to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm Liz Dawn, and we've been talking to Dr. Joe Dispenza, best-selling author of his latest book, You Are the Placebo, Making Your Mind Matter, and also Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, and his first book, which was Evolve Your Brain, The Science of Changing Your Mind. And Dr. Joe is going to be one of our featured speakers at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event, and for more information, just go ahead and check out our website at celebrateyourlife.org. And, Joe, you're going to be teaching three different workshops. A full-day pre-conference workshop on making your mind matter, and then two other workshops. The second one is a 90-minute workshop, and the title is You Are the Placebo. And the third workshop you'll be teaching on Sunday is the Quantum Mind. So can you just share with us a little bit about what people might expect from the workshops, especially the full day?
Sure. Is the full day called You Are the Placebo, or is it called Breaking the Habit? I mean, or is it called...
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
Oh, that was really interesting. That has never happened before. So we all got disconnected from the radio show. And I was in the middle of talking to Dr. Joe Dispenza. He got cut off, I got cut off, and I'm totally convinced that was Ariel. What do you think, Joe?
I think so.
I think that was my mom, because that's never, ever happened before. Okay, Mom, let us get through the radio show, please. So no more playing with the phone lines. It was so strange. All of a sudden, I was talking to myself, and the line went dead. All right, so For Celebrate Life Chicago, your pre-con is on making your mind matter. So do you want to share with the audience, the listeners, about what they can expect from the workshop?
Sure. I mean, it's a small little mini workshop, and I want to have people take a look at what it means to change, why is it so hard to change, what happens when we do change, what the science and biology shows us when people make significant changes, and then we'll end the workshop with giving people the tools to take home with them and begin to practice the process. So I'm going to challenge people to try it out for, you know, 21 or 30 days and become a scientist in their life, to see if they make changes inside of them, if it begins to produce some measurable effects outside of them. And when they can correlate the changes they've made inside of them with the effects they've produced outside of them, they'll pay attention to what they did, and they'll do it with more passion and more conviction and more belief. So it's a small little one-day workshop, but it'll be filled with a lot of information, a lot to do.
And the 290 minutes that you'll be doing during the main conference, those are just kind of teasers to your work, or will people really be able to walk away with some skills with those?
The 90-minute talk that I do on You Are the Placebo, we are going to break down the anatomy of beliefs and perceptions. We'll explain why you can give someone a sugar pill or a saline injection or perform some false surgery or procedure. And a certain percentage of those people will accept, believe, and surrender without any analysis to the thought that they're given the actual substance, and they'll begin to make their own pharmacy of chemicals that match the exact same chemical that they think they're taking. In other words, they begin to make their own anti-inflammatories, their own anti-pain medication, their own bronchial dilators, their own antidepressants. So to give people the science behind that, how that happens, and then show them some of the research that we did, I should inspire them that if you understand how it works, you can begin the process in your life and see the effects and some changes in your health.
Oh, fantastic. And we're about to close out of the show in about 3 minutes. So what kind of tips can you give listeners that they can do in their everyday lives to begin, you know, making changes in their life, changing old habits, changing their minds, those kinds of things?
Sure. I mean, the first step to change is always becoming conscious of your unconscious thoughts, habits, and emotions, what you say, what you do, what you think, and what you feel. And, you know, the whole purpose of this process is to evolve our being. So if you decided one day in the morning, if you sat down and you said to yourself, what is the greatest ideal of myself that I can be today? And you made the decision that you weren't going to get up from your meditation until you were that person, and you became conscious of your unconscious thoughts, noticed your automatic behaviors, and became familiar with your familiar emotions, and became so clear that you didn't want to be that person any longer, then you would begin to pull yourself out of the program. And if you began to say, what thoughts do I want to fire and wire in my brain? What behaviors do I want to demonstrate? And you began to rehearse your actions. And you said to yourself, I'm going to teach my body emotionally what it feels like to live in the future instead of the past. And you created a clear intention with an elevated emotion. And you did that every day. And you were able to maintain that modified state of mind and body for the remainder of the day. You should get ready because something unusual is going to happen in your life. That's the law.
That's exactly what happened to me.
It's
like
the law.
Totally shifted something.
It's the law.
So, and, you know, honestly, I'm one of these, even though I work with all of these spiritual mediums and all of these great people, I'm still kind of a show-me kind of gal. And when, I mean, I'm living proof of your work. And I certainly, I'm so excited to, I know that, Joe, you've got many, many different kinds of workshops that you teach, and I'm so honored to be able to attend the advanced workshop. And your advanced workshops, I know you go into a lot more depth with people and really, really teach them the process, and they come out completely transformed. I mean,
not only that, we
heard.
Measure their transformation.
Wow.
We have neuroscience, we have neuroscientists there, we have researchers that are measuring changes in brainwave patterns, changes in genetic expression, changes in, you know, heart rate variability. We're measuring all of that because we want people to make it a skill.
Wow. Ooh. Ooh, I'm so excited. Well, we've been talking with Dr. Joe Dispenza on Celebrate Your Life Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today, Joe. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Liz. I just love you and love what you do.
Oh, thank you. We throw parties. That's what we do.
And
Dr. Joe is one of our featured speakers at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event, along with Ian LeVanZant, Neil Donald Walsh, and a whole host of other spiritual visionaries. Check out our website. We'll be in Chicago June 12th through 14th, through 15th, actually. And it's www.celebrateyourlife.org. Again, www.celebrateyourlife.org. And to learn more about Dr. Joe's work, it's drjoedispenza.com. And Dispenza is D as in David, I-S, P as in Paul, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, Z as in zebra, A as in apple. So it's drjoedispenza.com. And we'll talk to you next week on the Celebrate Your Life radio show. Stay tuned for next Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Celebrate!
Thanks for listening to Celebrate Your Life with Liz Dawn on VividLife.me. Be sure to tune in each week for soul-nourishing, life-enriching conversations that will bring you love, healing, transformation, and honor your spirit.
Celebrate!
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers. Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.